All right, good vach. We're up to Reis Samach Dalet, Siv Dalet. Siv Gimel was the halacha if you gave up your chamor to save your friend's chamor. The halacha is that if you're masnim with the Bailam or you're masnim with Bezdin, you're entitled to get reimbursed for the chamor that you gave up. If you weren't masna, then you're going to end up only getting schar, which is considerably less than the value of your chamor. That was Siv Gimel. Then we had the Ramad that talks about even the chamor that you did give up has a din, it's like hefka, so then anyone can get to it. If you get to it first, fine, and you'll still be able to collect from your friend. And if someone else gets to it, it's also fine. Bekitze, it's hefka. That's Sif Gimel. Sif Dalid basically talks about when you're not matzliach. Sif Gimel talking about when you are matzliach, you don't know how much you get paid. Sif Dalid when you were not matzliach. You made these deals, or you didn't make deals, whatever it was, and you were yoyed, and you end up batching up. You weren't successful, maybe it wasn't your fault, it was an oinus, the animal wasn't salvageable, whatever it is, but it didn't work. And the question is what to do. That's basically the beginning of Sif Dalet. And it goes to a lot of stories later on, a lot of nafkaminis. It's a long Ramah here. We're not going to get through this Ramah tonight, but at least let's start and we'll get the Yisoidis of Sif Dalet. Very geschmack, and it's has many, many applications to other areas as well. To Tzolos Nefoshes, it has applications. We'll see. Let's take it slowly. We'll get into it. Dr. Machabe Siv Dalid, Yared Lahatzil, Veloy Hitzil. A guy went down to try to save Veloy Hitzil and he was not successful. What's the halacha? Ein loy el eschare haroy loy. He only gets the schar, which he's supposed to, which is roy for his malacha, that $5. Means we're talking about pashtis, we're talking about the Ramah's going to say, we're talking about where you made up, you gave up your own chamar worth $100, you gave up that chamar, you amassed them with the Bailam. If I give up my chamar $100, you're going to reimburse me? Guy says, sure, no problem. Yeah, you save my chamar, I'll pay you for your chamar. So he had that deal, and what happened? He went and it was Yared Veloy Hitzel, and now he messed. Whatever, he wasn't successful. He didn't save the Bailam's Chamar. So Bailam's saying, I'm not going to pay you $100 for your Chamar. You didn't save my Chamar. Now, it might not have been your fault. It was an honest. But bottom line is, I got nothing out of this deal. I didn't gain anything. So why should I lay out money for your Chamar? So the Allah is, Ein le'el eschar ha'roiloi, he'll only get his schar. He'll only get the $5 for the tircha. So ends up they both were losing. The Bailam lost the Chamar. And this guy also lost his Chamar. All he got back was a measly $5 for his tircha. So everyone ended up losing on this deal. That's what it comes out from this machab. And that's what the Ramah is going to explain. Hagah, Vedavka Shisna in Abailim is talking about where he was master in Mabailim that he's going to get his Dmei Chamor if he would be successful. Avol Imloy Hisna in Mabailim, if he never made that tonight with the Bailim that he'll get his full Chamor if he's successful, then Zakhtar Amal, Vyard Lahatzavalo Hitzel Afilus Chorha Einloy, Taha Loya Elo. If he never made that tonight, it's a little confusing, but if he never made that t'nai and he's not successful, he won't even get $5. He'll get nothing. If I made the t'nai, you'll get $100. You'll get your d'mei chamor, and you're not successful. Chach, okay, you're not going to get the $100. Chach, you get the $5. But if I never made the t'nai with you and you were not successful, you get zilch. Why am I giving you anything? You aren't man of the Bailam at all. I never authorized you to do it. I was loyisna, but I never told you to do it. So why should I give you anything? You didn't help me at all. So I give you nothing. If I was masna with you, so you're not going to get your whole $100. I was masna, but chot you get your schar. But if I wasn't masna with you, you're going to get nothing. That is the machaba with the Ramah. All right. It needs a hesbi. Like, what's going on? Because I was masna with you to get a Dmei Chamor, and you were not successful, I don't give you the $100. Because that's understood that my tonight was only if you'd be successful. So then why am I giving you schar at all? Like, how does it work? Right? If we don't say that my tonight means you get the whole $100, right? Because clearly you're not getting the whole $100. So if that wasn't my tonight, so why am I giving you even $5? So why am I giving you anything for? You weren't successful. But we'll see you weren't my enemy. Just like the Ramah says later on, when you were loy hisna and you were not successful, you get nothing. Because lo hayilo, you weren't my enemy, the Bailam at all. So in the ratio, even though I was masna with you, why am I giving you $5 for? Vaita, you were not my enemy at all. What's going on? This is like $1 million kacha. What is going on? What are the klolim here? So let's see the sma in Sifkot and Yud Aleph inside. Sma has really two halves to the sma. How he breaks apart this first halacha. this halakha that says that when you're not successful, you'll get schar when you're master with the Bailim, Zaktasma, what type of Tanai are we talking about? Which Tanai hisnim abaylim? Zaktasma, Ratulayma, Tanai hanal, the Tanai that we just mentioned in the previous Sif, in Sif Gimel, Sheyitin loy demei chamari, that you'll reimburse him for his chamor. Then, if he's not successful, he'll get chotch schar. Even if he was not masnim beferish, what will be if he's not successful? He never was masnim, what will be if he's not successful? He only made a stam tonight. You should know, if you are successful, you'll reimburse your domei chamor. Still chayv litin loy, you still mechuyiv to give him lepachas, at least scharay haroi, the amount that it's roi for him to get for his tircha, v'loid meko chamar, but not the full value of reimbursement for his chamar, shenifsad loy, that he lost, ayidei tircha, zatzoluch chamar shechaveri. That's a smart. When it says over hisna, doesn't mean that there was a hasna, what's going to be in this event that you were not successful. No one ever dreamt that you wouldn't be successful. We were only danning, we were very optimistic that you were going to save it. We only danned what will be if you will save it. And then, still, if you're not successful, you won't get that tonight, but you'll still get your schar. So it's the first asma trying to establish what taich is in the Mechaber and Ramah. That is the taich. When it says hisna, it doesn't mean hisna schar. It was hisna only what will be if you will be successful. And why is he going out of his way to do that? Because Lavush says not like that. That's why he's coming out. V'loi ki er shushan. Not like the Lavush. Shekasa b'loshin mayram. When he quotes over the Lashon of the Ramah, the Ratzolay medavka dehisna beferish sheyitin leischayra yim lo yatzom. Apparently Lavush was bothered by, what's going on here? Why should he get schar for? So he taich the Ramah that with Davka Shisna Mabailim that you made up explicitly what will be if you're not successful that I'll give you the schar. Mamela you get schar because that's what we made up. Zakta Sma, no, that's not shot. It's not like that Lavush. Tim Kane, if we're talking about Mefurish, if it was an explicit tonight what will be if the guy is not successful that he'll get his schar, then there's no chiddush here. That was your tonight. So bezayik for that same price, you could have made the tonight that if you're not successful, I'll reimburse you your whole chamar too. Gam demei chamar avalei litin loy after lo hitzol. The call tonight should be mamun kayim. Whatever tonight you would made up, that would be. So it's pasha. What would be the chiddush? If the guy would make up, I'll reimburse you your whole chamar even if you're not successful. Because I see that you're hesitating. Should you go do it for me? Maybe you won't be successful. Don't worry, Daiganich, I'll reimburse you even if you're not successful. So if Adi, you'll have to reimburse me if it's not successful. That's what you made up. So it's everything I call up for you tonight. So you're going to make a nekimti here that we made up that if you are successful, I reimburse you the whole chabot. If you're not successful, I give you only for the schar. I mean, mechetes, and if that was a posh, so you don't need a mechab and ramah for this. Elamayzak desma, the cases, kepshutoy, the cases that you will never discuss what would be if you're not successful. You only discuss what will be if you are successful. And if them state a chiddush that if you're not successful, chot you get schar. And now he needs a beer. I mean, it's like the lavush, you don't need a beer. Just it's what's to forget. Like the lavush is the other way around. What's the chiddush? Like the sma, it's too much of a chiddush. What's going on? How do we understand it? Why is the guy entitled to schar if he's not successful? What's going on? Just the schar. He'll get paid the chamor if he's successful, and he'll get just the schar if he's not successful.
There's no source for this anymore.
No, this is grada. This halacha grada is part of it. It's from the Maram Padova. The Gemara does talk about schar royaloi, but how it's developed, you'll see. You'll see. The Gemara only really says the machabo, and everything else starts with the Maram Padova. Let's take it out. So now we have to understand what's going on. We know that the case is that you never discuss this. If you never discuss it, why are you entitled to schar? So if you jump over a little bit in the sma, go to the last small line of the sma, a few lines later, it says, ulafuke im yard lahatzel v'lo hisne klal. This whole halakha is kaim lafuke, the next halakha, that is, that if the guy who tried to save it, v'lo hisna klal, and we never made up anything, litin leiskiris, does afilu hitzel l'shochaveiroi, if I never made up anything with the guy, b'chlal, he volunteered, he was a good Samaritan, but I never authorized him b'chlal to come down, I didn't ask him, v'etkabetan, then the halakha is, if he's not successful, then I won't even have to give him anything. Why not? Here comes the Svaz Lomdis. Does I feel a hit to Lashokhaveroi? Because in that case, where I never made up anything, even if he would be successful, and he would lose his chamar, but he would save my chamar. The halacha we had in Siv Gimel was in Le Elas Chayroi Ka'achashena Nifsat. If I never made up anything with the guy, and the guy was successful, he doesn't get reimbursed his chamar. He only gets schar. Not shuldig to reimburse his chamar. That's what it says in Sif Gimel. So Memeilo, if he's not successful, he doesn't even get schar. We go down a notch. We go down a notch. The smack comes on. Kilu is mamsi a new svara. It's called nechayis chadarga. We go down a notch. Let's see what would have been if you would have been successful. And then we know whatever that is, that can't be if you're not successful. You can't get the same for not being successful just as much as you are successful. That you can't do. So we have to go down a notch. So if we were masna with the Bailim, that they would get the full reimbursement of the chamor if they would be successful. So then if they're not successful, we'll go down a notch and we'll give them just the schar tircha. But if we never made that tonight with the Bailim, so even if they would be successful, they would only get the schar tircha. So then if they're not successful, then they get nothing. And who's svara this ma? He's comparing the two. He's putting the two together. That's what this man means to say. He's meaning mechadish a new svara called nechayis chadarga. What this svara is, I haven't got the foggiest idea. But this is the svara of the sma.
But he's comparing it because on the first case, if it's with a tanai without a tanai, you have a dakna, and then you see the other case, and that's how he does it. It's not because of the chayis chadarga per se.
What do you mean? He comes on with this svara. Since if I would make it tanai, you would get everything. So therefore, if you don't make it, if you're not successful, you only get schar. And since if I wouldn't make it tonight, you would only get schar, so if you're not successful, you get nothing.
Just that's what he's showing you, that in the case where it's before, is that if you didn't make it tonight, what would you get?
Right, you get, and if you're successful, you get schar. If you're not successful, you get nothing. So you see, you go down. Mask him. But how do I know here? Maybe I should go down all the way. Maybe I should say over here that if you are successful, you get your full reimbursement, if you have more. And if you're not successful, call tov. You didn't help me out at all, so why should I give you anything? How do we know that if you still have this problem? How do we know that if you're not successful, you'll still get schar? In other words, let me ask the kasha like this. There are different ways to ask the kasha. Kasha is, at the tonight that we made, never discuss what would be if you're not successful. But more than that, the tonight that we made never discussed schar techa. That wasn't on the agenda. The whole tonight only discussed full reimbursement of your chamor that you lost. So if we have the tanai, if there was a fulfillment of the tanai, I'll give you full reimbursement. If for some reason, no, there's no kima tanai because you didn't save, then what am I giving you a scar for? I never discussed scar with you. It was never on the agenda. It was off the radar. I only discussed with you full reimbursement. I never discussed with you this payment called scar tircha. So how does my tanai for A, full reimbursement, cause B, scar tircha? It just doesn't make sense. How does this work? It needs a beer. We have to know what's going on here. The Nesivis over here, if you look in Nesivis of Cotton Gimel, he also bombs this man. He asks the kasha slightly different. Look at Sif Cotton Gimel. He says, "Ayin Sma Sif Cotton Yir Aleph, v'lechayra kasha, kevin shalai hisna, since you never made a tanai, rakishayatel, your whole tanai was only, if you'll save, then you'll be reimbursed, v'lai hitzel, and you didn't save." So kum tois, tamil la isna. So it's as if we didn't make any tanai. Yes, it's slightly different. He's asking that our whole tanai, we only read duch, what will be if you're matzel? If we matzel, we never read duch anything. So, and you weren't matzel. So on this oifin, in this event, we never discussed anything. There was no tanai. And it's kilu la isna dami, which means, and la isna, we know that luck is, you get nothing. You don't even get skarai if you're not successful. So fact and deceiver, just because you were made it tonight, what would be if you were successful, but you never discuss if you're not successful, so why are you getting anything? Why are you getting schar?
Are you a pilot?
And therefore?
So at least you're not like stamina in the place that you try to do something.
Well, you see, if you are successful, I won't give you schar tirka, right? It's Hashav HaSaved. I don't give you schar tirka. I only give you the May prayer that you, the May Chamari that you lost, maybe because I can't take the May Hashav HaSaved. But here that you, okay, we're going to see. Maybe someone, well, we'll get to a microphone. Maybe it's saying like you.
Nichelish
But if that would be the case, then even if I would not be masna, I should give you skar. And that's Mufush Ramot. Ramot says if you're not masna, you get nothing, because lohayola, you aren't mahanami at all. So you see, you don't go with that. So bezoizen, and even if I was masna, if you're successful, why am I getting skar teicha? I never discussed what would be if you're not successful. There's a major problem here. Continues in the Sivis, noch akasha. Void the loy adif. This is not any better. Mi yoyrid lashbiach. We had our loch in Shinayin. Hey, a guy goes down and he's a yoyrid. Why did I go down and I decide to build a house on your property? And while I'm building, the house falls down and it doesn't work, or it sinks in quicksand. The halach is the ein loy rak koytzah sheshvach. You won't get reimbursed for your koytzahs, only up to the amount of the shvach. And over here, you weren't successful, so there was no shvach. If there was no shvach, so why am I reimbursing you for your tzais? Which means, why am I reimbursing you even for your tircha and your time, which is like a tzais, it's a payment of a tzais? Why am I giving you an hourly wage for your tircha? It's not better than every year that never gets a tzah more than shvach. Why is it suspicious?
I didn't make up with him.
I made up with you. I told you to go down to be successful. I didn't tell you to go down and not be successful. Because you want to say, when I was masna, that will blood, and you be, that I made up that deed to go down and be mad, but I made up that my tonight is only if you're successful. But that will automatically make you a yer b'shus even if you're not successful. Okay. L'chay, this is, let's say this is a siyolita. Which then? We're going to get to it. This is the problem. The problem is that if you remember, very good, and in Yorit, the halacha was, by in a siyolita, you only get a tzoy sheshvach. But by a suyolita, is a makleikas akrainim, really makleikas ashainim, but it's a chalabak of makleikas akrainim, and the nesivis himself, in Shin Ayin Hesiv Gan Aleph, says that you get tzoy yeser al shvach. Not like what he says over here. The goyin over there says you only get a tzoy sheshvach. But the Nesivis over here holds that you get it's all. Yes, Alashrak. So over here, what's going on? We're going to get to what?
Should be a
Suyolita. L'chay, Suyolita. I mean, my animal, I'm supposed to spend money to try to save this animal. L'chay, it's a Suyolita. L'chay. Okay, we're going to get to it. About Rabbi, it's a good question. V'chayin continues the Nesivis. Mavu b'simin shin lamedalad. Shin lamedhey. L'chol oynis she'i'ef shal l'shneim leida. That any oynis that both parties, namely the employer and the employee, the poyel and the balabayas, cannot know that it will come about. And an oynis comes about, who loses out? Zok to halak over there, do say that the poyel. The poyel loses out. So here, we both thought you could save the kamar. It was an oynis that you couldn't save the kamar. So it was an oynis that both of us couldn't have entertained, or we could have entertained equally. It means I don't have any more of your deal than you do. We don't know. So then if an oynis happens that you can't save it, the poel loses out. So frekt and nesivis, why am I giving schar here? I say frekt and nesivis. It means he has three different ways how to attack this man. It's all coming to the same point. Point is, why is this guy getting haitzah? Why is this guy getting schar tircha for something that he was not successful in doing? He was not ma'anam ibachar. Why am I giving him anything? And for the Nesivis, a Yesoid, a Nupshat in this Ramah, Mechaba, not like this Ma, Nupshat. L'chei nira hatam. D'kishahisna oz, when he made the Tanai that he'll reimburse him for his Kamar if he is successful, oz afim lo yitzel, even if he was not successful, mikom mokoim, kevan shegila daitoi, since he was already Megales Das, you see that he's holding by hiring Matzilin. He's holding by hiring people to save his Kamar. He's Adkatikak willing to reimburse you full $100 for your Kamar. That's how desperate he is, and he's prepared to pay to save his own Kamar. Haray, Hirviach, you were Hamahanim, you helped him out by trying. Had you not tried to save my Kamar, what would have I done? I wouldn't just sit back and done nothing and let my chamor drown. I would hire someone else to try to save. And that guy also wouldn't have been successful. But I would have hired. I wouldn't sit back and do nothing. It means I care about my chamor and I don't care about paying a price for it. I want to save my chamor. So Mamela Zakta Nesivis, now that you went down, even if you were not successful, you mahanami the money that I saved by hiring somebody else who wouldn't have been successful. So Memela, since you saved me that money that I would have spent on somebody else, I have to pay you that money because you mahana me that money. It's like a mishdarshi, I don't know. I was mahana you the money that you would have paid to a different pearl to try to hide, to try to save your kamar.
Even though we didn't make up, I'm going to pay you that, you said.
No. Correct.
So
it's a yoritim. No, it's not. It's time. I'm mahana you. I'm mahana you the money I saved you. Mishdarshi, I saved you the money that you would have spent on a different matzo. But that only works if I was megala das, that I was interested in spending money to try to save my chamor. That's why in the sefer the Ramah, k'shaloi hisna, when I never made up with you at all, then ain loy rak din yer the nixa kaver shaloi bishos, ain loy rak kitzah sheishvach. It's like a yer shaloi bishos that Vayitin Nesiva says you only get a tzah sheishvach or k'shaloi ishbiak and a neitel klal. You're not mukhiv to do it for sure, not because your own chamor. Correct, and anyway, your own chamor is anywhere on the line. Correct, it's, you're not mukhiv to do it then. But the Nasiba says, so Nasiba says, right, correct, right. He should have been master with the guy. Because I never made up with the guy, so shalei b'shus. It's asu yelita, but shalei b'shus. I mean, I didn't authorize the guy to do it. So Dr. Nasiba is a noob shot. If I was willing to pay for reimbursing you the Okamar, it shows that I'm willing to pay money. So if I wouldn't have, if you wouldn't have come along, I'd have hired someone else. Well, let's say he doesn't have a Kamar to lose, his own Kamar. But I would hire him the $5 to save my Kamar. So because you were nice to come, so I fadin that $5 I would have paid there. So if I have to give you that $5. But if I never told you that I'm going to pay you, I never made up any deal with you. So I'm willing to spend money on this saving altogether. So Mamela, if you go ahead and save or try to save it and you're not successful, you get nothing because you weren't mahana me at all. You didn't benefit me at all. Because I wouldn't have spent any money even on another pile.
When did come in that idea here, about Anasane? Isn't this much more Anasane than
Asuyalita? Come on.
It's Anasane, I want
my. Yeah, but even by Asuyalita, the halacha is that you don't get a tzoshi. It's still only going to be a I didn't tell you to do it. So yoyit shalom b'shus, I'll say elita, then see this here holds that you don't get toitza, yes, ala shvach. Oh, we're going to get belt, we're going to get to it. So that's the nesivis. Now, who says this? It's very nice, the nesivis says very nice, geshmak apshat, but it's really not the nesivis. It's already a friedik, it's Maram Padova. The whole Ramah is coming from Maram Padova. It's brought down a dak in Moshe Tukran Hei, the Maram Padova in Simek Samach Gimel, and the Chuvah Zera Emes in Chaylik Beis, Yeredei Nun Hei, both say this lomdis. The reason why you get schar is for the schar that you saved me, because I would have spent that on somebody else. And Zog to Zera Emes, which is a very important Hosafal, that somebody else I would have paid, even if he wouldn't be matzliach. Means if I would have said I would have only paid someone else money if he would have been matzliach, so he didn't fadim me anything, because that guy wasn't one to matzliach. I wasn't one to pay him. No, it's talking about an akimta, that had you not come along, I would have hired somebody else to save, even if he wouldn't be matzliach, for the tircha. So you, I'm already spending $100 on your chamar, so that's it, that's, you know, max. I'm not paying $100 if you're not matzliach. But for that guy, I only have to pay $5, just skar tircha. That I'm willing to pay even if the guy's not matzliach. It's worth it to me to risk $5 to save my chamar. So I'm ready to pay that $5 even if you're not matzliach. And I'm ready to pay it to someone else or to you, whatever it was. So because you came along and tried to save it, you fadin me that $5 that I would have spent even if I wouldn't be matzliach. It's important how you suffer. But Bekitzer, now we have a Maran Padova, a Zeremes, and the Nesivis who all learn Pshat in the Ramah, Machab Ramah, that's what it means. By Hisna, because you fadined the money that I would have saved somewhere else because I would have hired somebody else with that money, even if that guy wouldn't have been successful. Now, if this is Pshat, so really the Ramah is really not Kashmak. Because the Ramah makes a chilek between Hisna and Loi Hisna. Between me and you has nothing really so much to do with Hisna. Has to do, what type of guy am I? Means if, for example, I was masna with you, I reimburse you chamar, but there's no one else here to hire, and you tried and you were not successful, what would be the halacha? You get zilch. I was masna with you because my you didn't do anything for me. You weren't even mahana me. Like these achrenim, you mahana me the money I would have spent somewhere else. I'm not holding my spending somewhere else because there's no one else to spend on. There's just me and you by the ocean. There's no one else there. I couldn't have hired anyone else even if I would have wanted to. So you didn't fadin me that money.
There has to be some other people there, you
If the whole din, why you're being manim, is the money that I saved on hiring someone else, if there's no one else to hire, then I want to hire you. No, because you're giving up your own chamor. You have your chamor in the ocean just like me. For hire you what? I mean, I would have told you that $100 if you're successful, and if you're not successful, I would have given you the $5 to make up for your dircha. I don't know. I didn't. I didn't do that, right? Huh? The nechusa, you see, but they're not learning so much the nechusa. They're not doing that. They're saying the svara is, because the gilei das is showing me that what money you saved. You didn't save me that money. There was no one else there.
It's also nechusa. I would have hired somebody else in the nechusa. There was
nobody. I know, but your svara here, nechusa, but that's not what they're saying. They're saying that you fedin me that money. You didn't fedin me that money because that money wasn't to be lost because there's no one else to hire. And if I cared, God, what happens if it would have been that I would have hired someone else only if they would have been successful? I'm not holding my losing any money here. Now, I would have hired someone else for his teircha if he would have been successful. But if not successful, I wouldn't have given him any money. I don't want to come out losing, throw good money after bad money. I'm not doing that. So if that would be the type of guy I am, then even if I was masna with you to reimburse your chamor, if you're not successful, you're right to get nothing. So you see, really, the lumdus is not so much the chil between hisna and loy hisna. Rather, okay, maybe urcha de milsa, when you're master, usually you would hire somebody else, and usually there's someone else there, and usually you would hire someone else, even if he wouldn't be successful. There are a lot of usuallys here, but Lamai says it's not so geschmack in the Ramah to say this pshat. All right, but that's the second pshat. So we have the first pshat, the sma, the chois chadarga, kseris hakosav. Second sprat is the Nesivis, when I'm part of a Zera Emes, who learned that you get schar, the money that I fedeemed, that you saved me for hiring other poyolim. That's the second sprat. Comes along a Machan Ephraim and Schiris and the Simon Ches, Geshmak Epshat, a new pshat. So, like the Machan Ephraim, and that's, I think, what you mean. So, like the Machan Ephraim, the halacha that Nesivis quotes Shin Lamedala, when I hire a poyol and an oinus happens that I'm potter because we both know about it, so I'm mitzvah kevela right type of a sorry, whatever, I'm slumdus over there, but I'm potter, it's on the poyols end up losing. Zok Nemachan Ephraim, that's only all the work that was lost from the time of the oinus and onward. Because that's how I hired the guy to irrigate my field. And he goes to irrigate my field, and my field is very irrigated. It rained, it poured that night. That's a halakha over there, the Gemara in the Shulchanar. So it's an oinus. I didn't know that rain that last night. I couldn't have known. You couldn't have known. We both couldn't have known. Okay, tough. It's over. Finished. So then I'm potter. You did nothing. But what happens if you went to irrigate the field, and while you're going to irrigate the field, the mill, then the rain comes? Or at least for the time you went for the tircha, let's say, till you get to the field to irrigate, whatever you already spent on, you already prepped the field, and then it rained, whatever it was. So Zakt, because of the oinus, I'd be part, I won't pay you a full day's wage. For sure not. But that first hour of the day that you worked for me, I'm going to have to pay you. Because you're working for me. I hired you and you worked for me. So even by an oinus, the oinus only parties you from then on. But for the work that the guy did on my behalf till the oinus, I'm going to have to pay him. That's right over here. When I hire a guy to save, and I say I'm going to reimburse him, I'm being mitzav him, go save my chamor, and I'm willing to reimburse him his $100, he's working alpi. He's working for me. So it's true I won't have to reimburse him the whole $100 for his chamor, because he wasn't successful. He didn't deliver the goods. He was supposed to save my chamor. But at least the time that he invested because of me, because of my authorization, that time that he invested, he was working for me, I should have to reimburse him. Whatever the tirch is.
The swimming back,
you're right. The swimming back, I won't give him. I'll give him what the Gemara says, maybe kapal batal. It means it's in a dema ha-ba-ton la-ba-reikam. So he's coming back without the chamar. Good. It's a much easier swim back to the shore. But I'll give him for the tirch that he was mighty alpi. In fact, it's not just a machna Ephraim. Lo and behold, it's a nesivis. The nesivis in Shin Lamed Hei, Siv Cotton Beis and Siv Cotton Gimel, both say, Mamish, the exact same thing as my crime, that from the Gemara of Yored Lahatzav Aloy Hitzel, our Gemara that says you get schar, you know why you get schar zokt in the Sivis? It's because the guy was working on your behalf. Either is an oinus. Oinus only patis from the oinus and onward. But till the oinus, whatever he's working on your behalf, Avad, you're going to have to pay him. And his Loshen is, Geshmak alojin. Mehechi tesi shelo yishalim lepoil ba'ad hamalacha shekva osa alpiv. How could you say such a thing? Shemali, what is the difference in hoitzi moyes alpiv? If you tell a guy, do me a favor, buy something for me, or lend money for me, you're an arev, because he might see money alpiv. Or mali shahaiti tirchosa alpiv. I told you work for me, so you might see a tircha alpiv. Mali shahaiti mamayna alpiv, mali shahaiti tirchosa alpiv. He's working and he's extending himself because of me. Avada, I have to reimburse him for whatever he extended himself on my behalf because of me. Zayzak to Nesivis. So now we have a new pshat in the Ramah. Now it's mamish toli with his nanat. If I was masna with you to save my chamor, so I hide you as a poil, so now you're working because of me, you're being mighty tircha alpi, so I've had to have to reimburse you. I won't give you the food. You didn't deliver. I'm not going to give you full reimbursement. Crazy, I'm not. I should lose my chamor and plus pay for you. That I'm not going to do. But at least the tikh that you did RP because of me, I'm going to have to reimburse you. But if I never instructed you, lawyers, and I never authorized you to go down, you were a good Samaritan, it was very nice of you, but I never instructed you to do so. If you're not successful, I give you nothing because you weren't minding me at all. Even when I was master with you, you weren't mahanami. That's not why I'm paying. I'm paying her because chot, you were mighty tirch alpi. But if I wasn't master with you, it wasn't alpi. So if I don't give you nothing. Very geschmack. On nubshat. Kumtois, like the Achan Ephraim and the Nesivis and Shilamanei. Then the Ramah's better. Because then it's mamish tali whether hisna or not. Hisna, in all cases, you're going to be chayiv schar tircha. Even if you want to hire anyone, you want man, that's irrelevant. The mice is you're masna with a guy who is mighty tircha, you're going to have to pay. If you were not masna with a guy, you're going to end up being potter because he's doing it by himself. You were not mighty tircha, he wasn't man at you at all. So mainly, you're not going to get anything. Who? He's getting paid for tzoyis tircha alpi. If I told him to do it, then he's going to get paid for the tircha that was mighty alpi. When a guy does it by himself, I'll submit to Hashav Zavedi, he can't get up. If I want to hire the guy, I hire the guy, so it's called Lufi Eschiris. If I hire the guy, then I'm going to have to pay. Kitu was zoichet to a third pshat. And I want to bring out the difference. The first pshat, the smaz, let's put aside because it's a shver pshat. But at least between, we'll call it the Maram Padavis pshat with the Makaram, because both are the Nazivis, Zivis and Nazivis there. But Maram Padavis pshat was the second pshat, and Makaram is the third pshat. There's a very Yisoidis take a nafkamina. Like the Maram Padava, your payment is the money that you've fedined elsewhere for a different poyal. Like the Makaram Ephraim, your payment is a regular skis pulo that you did now. And the very basic nafkamina is what happens. What? If there's nobody around, good. But I'll give you another very basic nafkamina. Another nafkamina is if the price changes. If what happens at the time I hired you, the going rate was $5. Everyone gets $5 for this tircha. 2 minutes later, I mean, it's extreme, but whatever. Sometime later, by the time you go, I'm being mighty tircha api, the going rate is now only $4. Went down the price to swim. Now swim is only $4. So what will I have to pay you for the tircha that you did? If you learn that I have to pay you for the money that you saved me for hiring somebody else, that's $5. At that time, I would have hired with $5. But if the vod is the Machan Ephraim, what you were mighty tircha alpi, by the time you were mighty the tircha alpi, was only $4. That was all that it was worth. The value of your tircha was only worth $4, so I only have to give you $4. Means, what am I paying you? For the service that you provided? Or grada, a hanomi bachutz, a grada, I save money somewhere else. It's a very nafkamina. You say this take a nafkamina. All right, Rabbi, so that's three pshatim here. So this take a pshat. I know it's shver. Just chazar is a shir. One is nechoy's darga. It's ma. We always go down the darga, a notch. The second is Maram Padova, is the money that you save somewhere else. And the third is the Machan Ephraim for the Ticha Chacha you might see alpi. Those are the three pshatim. Now, good. Also true. I would have had to pay that other person a higher price. I'm asking. So like the Maram Padav, I would have to pay that higher price. And like the Machan Ephraim, I'd only have to pay the tikh that you might be, and your tikh is not worth as much. Maskim. Good. It's even better nafkamina in mind. Might have to make the price change in between. Good. Now, the bottom line is we have a serious Nesivis. Here we have a Nesivis who goes with Maram Padava. He said the pshat is the money that you've fedined elsewhere. And in Shin Lamed A, he says, like the Machan Ephraim, that you have to pay you for the Hitzoyz Tircha Alpi. Stira's Nesivis HaMishvet. I didn't see anyone who has the Stira. I'm so, like, blatant Stira. But Okay, I'm sure the Akronim, but it's L'Chayr, what's going on here? So I want to suggest a pshat to be miyash of the two nesivos. This is shtickel a chiddush pshat, but I'll try it anyway. In Lomdus, it might make sense. It's like this. He's quoting our Gemara, right? He's quoting our Gemara, and this nesivos is on our Gemara too. So you have two nesivos that are trying to touch up the same Gemara, and here he touches like the Maran Padova, and here he touches like the Machan Ephraim. So what's going on? So I want to tie it like this. The Be'etzim, let's start off. What was Maran Padova's pshat? Maran Padova's pshat was the money that you save by not harming somebody else, right? So, Frek Da'achreinim, the Ulam HaMishpat is, what money you save by not harming? What does that mean you save by not harming someone else? If you were to hire somebody else, and the exact same thing would have happened, that the guy would not be successful, and he would be an oinus. We have a klal, an oinus, you don't have to pay a poil. Right? That's the nesivah that made that klal. Just quoted that klal. When all is equal, no one could know otherwise, no one knows better than the other. So if there's an oinus, the poil ends up losing out. So what's the Maran Padova saying? You helped me, you saved me the money, I would have hired a different poil. I would have hired that other poil. That other poil would also not have been successful. And I wouldn't have to pay him either. So why am I paying you for? As I fact, Olum HaMishpat. So Elamai, that's why you need the Nesivus in Shin Lamed Hei. You need the Nesivus in Shin Lamed Hei to tell me that what it says when you're an Oinus, your Pata is only Pata from the Oinus and onward. But all the Techa that the guy made till the Oinus, Avad, you're going to be Chayiv. So had I hired somebody else, Avad, I would have had to pay him the Techa for all that he invested till the Oinus took place. That I would have had to pay.
Not for the swim
back. What?
Not for the swim
back. Well, you should know the swim back might be also part of it because once you're swimming out to the shore, and that happened till the end happened, there's only one way for you to get back, it's by swimming back. But all right, fine. We could discuss that. Good. So that's why he needs the nesivus over there in Shin Lamed Hei. Why don't you say only the nesivus in Shin Lamed Hei that you deserve to get paid till the oinus happens? So that could be the nesivus held, that over here, lemaisa, you were not moitzi tircha al pi. Because what did I tell you to do? I told you to save the chamar, and I'm willing to pay you reimbursement if you save the chamar. But if you don't save the chamar, I was never masna with you. That's how the nesivus started with his kasha. That the tonight was only if you save, but if you don't save, it's as if I was never made a tonight with you. So maybe the nesivus learned that you can't just stam say it's hoitzi tirchosai al piv, because it wasn't al pi. My pi was only if you're going to save. On the tzad that you don't save, I don't want you to try at all. So you were never moitzi tircha al pi at all. So therefore, he really needs the Maran Padova's vod. He really needs that you're being paid for what you've fadined, what I fadined somewhere else. And I was Megaladas, I was willing to pay somewhere else. So that's what I did. Because the mice, you want Moiti Terchapi. But what he needs over there in Shin Lamed Hei is to just explain, what am I paying somebody else for? Why would have I paid someone else if that someone else also would have had an oinus and that someone else I also would have been potter to pay? Tess says, no, that someone else I would have been chayv to pay up to the oinus. So that I would have had to pay him. You, I'm not going to pay for the tircha that you might tell me because you want my tell me. I will only master with you if you master. But I will have to pay Chodesh the money that I saved by not harming someone else. And that someone else I would have had to have paid even with the oinus because the Sivish Shin Lamed Hei says you have to pay up to the oinus. So shtick of, huh? It's like the hitzel v'lo hitzel, right? So you have to say, right? That's the verb. Means I would have hired the guy, and then I would have to pay from the tircha up chach to the einus, right? Not mamish like the einus, right? Correct. All right. Lemay says it chosim in a sefer. I'm asking that shtick of chiddush to try to fadin the two nezivos like that. I just food for thought. Lemay says ulam memishvet already asked on the Maran Padova what's going on. I would have paid someone else. That's someone else that was a bimpata was a nines. Just at least you see that the nezivos is far over there helps that. But the bottom line is, Rabbi said we have three pshatim. So let's now bring it to a maisa shahaya, and I'm going to show you that it could be that this machloikis Maran Padova Machan Ephraim is really a machloikis rishonim. Maisa shahaya in a tshuvas harash. Reuven hired a real estate broker to sell his house. And the broker tried many attempts. He tried to bring buyers, and he was not successful. He was not successful. Mahadin. Zog the Tshuvas Harosh. What does he get paid? I told him that if he's going to be successful, I'm going to give him 6%. And he was not successful. So what does he get paid? Sakter Chuvis Arach, it's just like this Gemara, Yorid Lahatzil. He tried to save my animal, Veloy Hitzel, and he was not successful. She'ein loy elas chara, he only gets his char tircha. So Sakter Chuvis Arach, if you hire a broker, a real estate broker, to sell your house, and he made numerous attempts, he was not successful, you will not give him his full commission, but you give him his char, just like this Gemara of Yorid Lahatzil Hitzel, ein loy elas chara. So about if you have a minigam mokum like today that they get zero for not being success, right? E for effort, right? No problem. But I'm telling you, in a regular case, if there's no clear established minig, Dr. Rosh, you won't get your 6% commission, but you'll get chach yischar tech. You made a bunch of phone calls, you spent a few hours, I'll have to chach give you $500, $1,000, whatever I have to give you for your schar tech. Even if I didn't make it up with him, correct. Now, Lachoya, let's understand this rush. It's true that it's like I told him to do it because I told him I'll give him 6% if he'll be successful. It's like I was like hissing with the Bailim, like I sent them. Just like over here, I told him I'll reimburse his Gamor if they're successful. That's true, right? But if he was not successful, why am I giving him a penny for? Where was he Mahanami? He wasn't Mahanami at all. Elamai, you want to say the Maran Padova type of Sfara that was Mahanami, I could have hired other brokers. Well, those other brokers, clearly, would have also hired only if they would have been successful. I'll give them the 6%. The minig certainly is, and that, even the Rush says that the minig is that you give other brokers, right? If they're successful, that's how you do it. So, Mechatez, you would have given another broker even if he wouldn't have been successful. Not only that, the Rush says clearly, Minyan has surim dava she'in lekitza. A guy tries to sell his house. He goes to numerous brokers to put on a market. He's trying to marry his daughter. He only talks to one shatkin. He talks to a bunch of shatkanim. He's waiting to the guy to get the best boy. He wants a boy for his daughter. So he speaks to a bunch of shatkanim. So Dr. Rush, minin hasasurim is a dove shein lekitza. So what are you going to tell me? You fadined that I saved a different shatkin. What do you mean, fadin? I anyway have 10 other shatkanim. You mean if you wouldn't have been the 11th shatkin, I would have made sure to get a different 11th shatkin, a different 11th broker? What's going on here? Anyway, minin hasasurim is a dove shein lekitza. So you didn't fadin anything. I got nothing out of you. You helped loy hoyo loy klum. You didn't help me at all. So why does the Rosh say I have to give you your schar for, your tercha for? And Lamai, you see that the Rosh holds like the Machna Ephraim. The Lamaisa, you will mighty schar tercha al piv. Lamaisa, you worked for me. I could have to reimburse you for the tercha involved. You're working for me. That I got to do. That's very geschmack, like the Machna Ephraim. However, there's a Mordechai in Bava Kama, the end of Simon Kuf Ayin Gimel. He has a case that Reuven was, quote-unquote, he claimed that he was hired by Shimon. Shimon hired him to go to Cologne to try to marry off his sister. He has a sister, for Shaduchim, go there and try to get a bacha. And he went and he traveled and he tried to get a bacha. And he worked hard. Lamaisa, he was not matzliach, but he was promised 15 dinarim for his chiris to try to marry off his sister. So the Mordechai says, if he made a tanai that he'll only give him the $15, the 15 dinarim, if he's successful, then if he's not successful, Dr. Mordechai, he gets zero. Doesn't get $15, he wasn't successful, didn't deliver. And I'm not even going to give him his advice for his trip, I'm not giving his for time, I'm going to give him anything. Why, Dr. Mordechai? Mordechai says, Oz Patashim and Lagamri, Kikama Shatchanim, because there are Shatchanim, there are a number of Shatchanim, Yigayim Lurik, they work for nothing, Umetziim Harbi, and they even extend themselves, they lay out money for traveling expenses and things like that, Veinim Matzlikim, and they're not successful, Umafsidim Torchim Vitziyosim, and they lose their Tirch and their Yitzis. And the Machne Ephraim has in the back of the Sefer, has Chedushim on the Mordechai, of the explains, why does he need this extra svara, Kikama Shatchanim? He says, to explain why he doesn't even get his Schar Tircha. That's how he types out the Mordechai. It means the Mordechai is saying, you don't even get your Schar Tircha. Not only won't you get the 15 denarim, you won't even get Schar Tircha. Why won't you get Schar Tircha? Because there are a number of Shatchanim who will do this. And that's the risk that they take, and they get nothing.
That's the terminology, the cost of doing business falls under that.
Well, come. Right, whatever it is, that's right, correct. So Mamela, so that's the Mordechai. So now I'm going to ask you, the Maisa, if it would be a clear minig for sure, but the Mordechai sounds like that Kamashat Chanmu Yagame Lurig, And it sounds like there are also kamashal ganim who know, make up that they're going to get paid regardless, even if they will lose. It means it can go either way. And the Mordechai comes out to say that the guy gets nothing. So why isn't he getting schar tircha for? If you learn like the Machan Echayim, you should get schar tircha. Lamaisi, you might see tircha al pi. Elamayit, he learned, it sounds like the Mordechai learned, like the Maran Padova, that the reason why you get schar is for the money that I fadined, I would have hired somewhere else. I would have hired someone else. Dr. Mordechai, here you don't have that because Kikama Shatchanim, there are many Shatchanim, you're game lyric. So Mamela, I wouldn't have hired someone else. It means I would have hired, but again, only with the Tana and being successful. Mamela, I would never have lost in the event not being successful. So Mamela, you don't get anything. You don't even get Tzchar Tircha.
Yes, you're saying there was a Tanai. That's not more than our case?
In both cases were Tanai. The Tanai was you're going to get paid if you were successful. You get paid $100 if you're successful. You get 15 dinarim if you're successful. You get 6% if you sell the house. If you don't sell the house, masking, you won't get 15 dinarim, you won't get your 6%, you won't get your reimbursement chamor. The shayla is, will you get chotch v'schar tircha? That's what the shayla is. So l'chayra, hey, you can get out of Mordechai, but l'chayra we have in machlokes rishenim is l'chayra, the same machlokes Maran Padova Nasivis and the Machan Ephraim. Is the lomdus the money that you would have redeemed elsewhere? Or is no, that the reason why you're getting it because you're being schar tircha alpiv? All right, let's move on, Rabbi Yisai. Just another halacha. Let's bring this out. There's a lot here. What we're talking about now was the reimbursement of the $100 for your chamor that you're not going to get if you're not successful, or chot you get the schar tircha, you know, $5 for your time. If you're not successful, chot you get the schar tircha. What about there's something else? There's something in the middle. What about the money that you might see on behalf of the Hatzalah? That means the chamor that you lost is a davar mibachutz. Your chamor, nothing to do with saving my chamor. It's very nice, you wouldn't have saved my chamor unless I promised you your chamor, that's true. But I didn't need you to lose your chamor to save my chamor. But let's say you had to buy ropes to save my chamor. And when you were lassoing in my chamor, it tore, I don't know, it got ripped, it got ruined, the ropes. So now you lost $10 on the ropes to try to save my chamor. What would be then? I told you're going to get $100 reimbursement if you're successful. Not successful. I'm not giving you that $100. The Ramah says you get chotch, or the Ramachabah says you get schar techa. Will you also be entitled for the direct hoitzois that was necessary in saving my chamor? Correct. In the Mordechai's case, you won't even get hoitzois.
So is that the same or is
not? Okay, so let's flesh it out. You're asking God, let's flesh it out. So that's a shayla. So what would be in that case? Will you get chotch, the direct chaitzois that you have? So now, let's go back a sif. In the case, one second, in the case where you were, right, let's go back a sif. The case before, when you were matzel and you never made any tanai. In Sif Gimel it says, if you're matzah and you didn't make any tanai, you won't get reimbursement of your $100 of your chambar, but you'll get schar tircha, you get your $5. In that case, will you get also reimbursement for the ropes? So l'chari, yes, because that was what you needed to spend on Dan Shabbat Aveda. So that you are entitled to be reimbursed. So I'm just showing you that at least over there you see that spending money on the ropes is l'chari shava to the tircha that's involved, because that's all Hashavas Aveda money. That's all what you need, L'Terech Hashavas Aveda. So L'Chayra over here too, if you were master to get a full reimbursement, you were not successful, Chot, you should be reimbursed, not only for your Schar Techa, but even the money that you were moitzi. Let's even go with the reasoning. Maybe it's easier. The Maran Padova as well. What is Maran Padova? The money that I fadined. Well, in Maran Padova, if you would have had to hire a different person to save the Chamar, you would also have to pay for those hatzois. He also needs ropes. What, you need ropes, he doesn't need? He also needs ropes. So he's also going to, you would have had to pay that guy for his ropes. So you saved me the money that I didn't have to pay someone else for the ropes. So I'm not going to have to reimburse you for the ropes. Well, let's say you go with the Machan Ephraim's vote. The Machan Ephraim's vote was because you might see money al piv, or might see tircha al piv. So I'll tell you, this was being mighty alpiv. I told you to save my chamor, and in order for you to save my chamor, you had to buy those ropes. So you might see that money alpiv. So that should have to be. It should be the same exact thing. Now, what happens if the next case you were not masne, and you didn't save it all? So there the Rama says, you get nothing. You don't even get schari. You get nothing. Because you weren't mahanami at all. What would be in that case about haitzais? Also not. Okay, also you get nothing. You weren't mahanami at all. And the Nesiva says the reason why you get nothing is because you have a din like a yerid, and a yerid never gets haitzais. Yes, I'll share shvach. So to hear, you're not going to get those haitzais, because those haitzais are yeser than share shvach. Exact same thing. You're not. If you did something, I didn't ask you to do it, and you tried to save me, and you bought ropes, and you expended effort and time to try to save my chamar, but the bottom line is, you never saved my chamar, so you're not mahaning me anything. So a yoyed shalai b'shus, even by sada siyolita, zakta nesivis, is not entitled to haitzais. Yes, I'll share shvach. So you're not going to get any haitzais. There's no shvach. Lachai, that's what it should come out. All pashat, right? So now let me address your akasha. So this is a very geschmack if you're learning with the Nesivis that you're not entitled to a tzoyis, yes, I'll share shvach. But the Nesivis himself in Shinayin Hesed Kotn Aleph says faket. Says by a yoyrid, by a sada suyolita, is entitled to a tzoyis, yes, I'll share shvach. So like that, Nesivis, Lachai, you should be entitled to these Haitzayis. Only the Zaytik Haitzayis of your own Chamar being lost, you're not entitled. If Lamasha, you built me a house, and the house falls down, but Lamaisa, you tried it, you know, it was good. It wasn't your fault the house fell down. You were Yoyrid Amai Sada, so if I don't have to give you Haitzayis, even if it's yes, I'll share track. Like that, Nesivis over there, right? But what happens if you also gave up, I don't know, a day's work. You gave up building your own house. I don't know, some Zaytika Hefzah that you have. Avada, that doesn't go into Cheder. I don't have to give that. So your Chamer that you lost, that has nothing to do with Yerit. Nothing to do with my building my house or my Chamer being saved. So that I don't have to pay you. But Chach Doitzais that you put in to try to improve my property, that I should have to pay even if it's yes, Allah Shrak. So Chach Doitzais, I should have to pay you even if you don't save my Chamer. So Bezoi, then I should have to give you also Schar Techa for that. You also expended effort. It means why does the Rama say you get nothing, not even your Schar, because Lo Hayo Lo Klum, the Chay should get Schar Techa, just like the Nesifa says over there, that you're always entitled to Haitzais, yes, I'll share Shvach. So Rama Grada doesn't mention it, doesn't pass it at all. We were Medayik Rama by Shutvin, that you don't get Haitzais, yes, I'll Shvach. So Mele, we want to know who are then. Not like the Nesivis of it, like the Goyin. So you're right, the Rama himself maybe is good, but the Maisa's Nesivis didn't have that question. Nesivis passing to get Otzois, yes, I'll share Shvach. So what's going on over here? Why aren't you entitled to Otzois, yes, I'll share Shvach? So I think there's a push of the Cheshvin, Rabbi Yisai. I think it's a simple Cheshvin. To answer your Shaila, is that if you recall, I know we're not doing Yerid now, but if you recall by Yerid, there's a halacha, you're allowed to say Toil. After you be Mashbiach, even by Sada Siyalita, we pass in him, I'll let you tell him, take your shvach and go. Nesivis over there says that if the shvach was, let's say, $10, and the tzoyis was $11, so if I want to keep the shvach, I'm going to have to pay the full $11, because I have to pay for a tzoy, even yes, I'll share shvach. But Zok, the Nesivis, I always could exercise the wild card and tell you toil. I don't want, for me, it's not kedai. It's not kedai to spend $11 to get $10 worth of shvach. So I could tell you, toil you shvach, and I won't have to pay you anything. I could always tell you toil. So it's very geschmack. Over here, that nesivis that you pay, toil you say, share shvach, is not negay over here. Because over here, there was no shvach at all. So I'm not keeping anything. It's an automatic toil. You're right. I'll have to pay toil you say, share shvach, but you know what? Do me a favor, take your shvach. There's no shvach. So take the chamur that you didn't save. Take it. Take that shvach. So then you're going to get nothing. So I don't have to pay for Tzayis either. What? Nesivis over there is talking about where there was shvach, but there was Tzayis more than shvach. And Nesivis Tak over there says that you could take Tzayis. He says you could say Tzayis. But if the guy doesn't want to say Tzayis and he wants to keep chach the shvach that he has, then he's going to have to pay the full Tzayis. But if there is no shvach, it's automatically a toil. It's as if I told you toil automatically. So memelo, if it's as if I told you toil, it's a very good. So now you'll have to take, because I won't have to give you anything. It doesn't fit in the words in the Nesivis. The words in the Nesivis is the halacha psuk and shenayin hey that you never get, only get hatzoy shia shvach. You're right, that doesn't fit. So that's Nesivis Nesivis. But at least, even like the achreinim over there, or the Magen Mishnah over there, who says that you're entitled to a tzor, yes, or ala shmach, will be geshmach, because you can always say toil, and over here there's a built-in toil. If there was no shach at all, avad, I told you toil. It's automatically, I told you toil. It's a memel, I won't give you anything. It's a very geshmach. There's a Me'iri who grades Mavu like this as well. There's a Me'iri in Bava Metzia, in Tadigimu Mebeis. There's a sugya over there that a Shomer, when he's watching animals, and all of a sudden came, bandits came, and animals were coming to try to eat up the sheep, or whatever it is. You're supposed to hire Royim, other shepherds, to help you to fend off these bandits, to protect the sheep that I entrusted you with. All right, you're my Shomer, you're my Roya. I gave you 10 sheep to watch, and all of a sudden the wolves are coming to eat up the sheep. You're supposed to hire other Royim to help you fend off the wolves to protect my sheep. And if you do that and you save my sheep, I have to reimburse you for the schar that caused you to hire other shepherds to help you in fending off these wolves. That's a Gemara. Zakta Me'iri, that's, you know why I have to reimburse you? Because the Maisa, you saved my sheep and you delivered my sheep. But Zakta Me'iri, if you ended up not saving my sheep, then I don't give you anything. I don't give you the money that you spent in hiring other Roim to try to save my sheep. That I won't give you at all. Because the Maisa, you didn't save my sheep. And his Lashon is, you know why you don't even get schar, you get nothing. She'enu noita schar, you get nothing. Why? She'lohayeloi liskar el almanashe yatzilu. Who asked you to spend money on the risk of saving my sheep? If there was also a risk that you won't save my sheep. It means if the halacha would be in Lamdis, that I would have to reimburse you even if you're not successful, comes out that when you made that decision to try to save my sheep, you're putting me at risk. Because if you won't be successful, I'll lose my sheep plus have to reimburse you for the money that you paid. You have no right to do that. Who asked you to do that? If you could have done is try to get shepherds to help you and make up with them, then you only reimburse them if they'll be successful. But to hire them flat out, that even if they're not successful, you're mechuyev to pay them and come back and hit me with the bill, then I'm going to end up losing on the deal. You have no right to do that. You can't put me at risk. You shouldn't have saved my sheep. Adas Kain, in that oifen, you shouldn't save my sheep. So I don't have to reimburse you.
What was it mean here? I had to buy the ropes to get the...
So same thing here. The mice is, if there was a tzad that you wouldn't have saved my chamar in the river, then you have no right to spend money and hit me with the bill. Then you shouldn't have spent the money. You shouldn't have done anything.
I don't know
what. Correct. So as long as there's a risk factor involved, as long as there's a suffix.
That's what I'm saying. The owner knew there was a risk factor involved, and he still said to go do it.
No, so that, but I'm talking about now the case to Sefer. The case was where you didn't tell him to do it, and the halacha is, and he went and he spent money. The halacha is, he gets nothing. Why does he get nothing? Because it's like a yerid. A yerid doesn't get a tzah more than shir shvach. So I'm showing you the same idea by the Miri. The Miri's case was the guy, the Bailam, I didn't make up, the Shomer didn't make up with the Bailam. There was no hasna. And he went and he hired other shepherds to try to save the sheep. And he was not successful. And zok to Miri, then he's not going to get anything. Because he shouldn't have done it. He shouldn't have spend money and try to get it reimbursed from me if he knew that it was a tzad. He wasn't going to save my sheep. As if, could be, I don't know, if you tell me, we're going to see maybe next week that there's a kesa kodjam, there's a non-tzahadi that you're zikha going to save my sheep. It means, b'derech hatev, a 98% chance you're going to save my sheep. Then maybe, yes, maybe I'll have to reimburse you. Because then you should have saved my sheep and you shouldn't have reckoned with the tzad. Maybe you won't be successful. Means it's a mitzvah, ain't a must. You don't have to deal with that side. But let's say there's only an 85% chance you're going to save my sheep. There's still that 15% chance that you won't be successful. On that chance, who asked you to save my sheep? Who asked you to spend money? Who asked you to spend money on the ropes? Who asked you to spend the time? Means you're causing me a risk that I might end up losing out even more than had you not tried. So now you have no right to hit me with the bill. So mameli, you're not going to get anything. It means that same idea, you see this concept. So either it's also nesibis svar that a yerid doesn't get a tzor, yes, al shir shvach, or it's like the other svar I said, that even if normally you would, but it's like you say tol. But the bottom line is, you see from the mirror this concept, that if a guy saves someone else's item and spends money and is not successful, if he never was masked with the bailim, he gets nothing. He doesn't get fischar tircha, and he doesn't get the schar that he even actually laid out. The money that he laid out to hire other roim, he's not going to get reimbursed. He gets zero, because lohayo loy kulum. He didn't benefit him at all, he gets zero, which is mamish lochayo this halacha of the Ramar. Must talk about schar tircha, but hu adin for all the tzeis that he has, he's not going to get anything. All right, Rabbi Say, I know it's a bit confusing, there's a lot of problem here. Next week, I hope it should go a little easier now that we broke the ice of the different yesaitis, of the different shitas. Good to work.
for other
shiurim
by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.